From Chicago, the Wrigley people present Just Entertainment. Friends, while Gene Autry is away for a few weeks of rest, the Wrigley people are happy to bring you a pleasant variety of Just Entertainment, featuring some of your favorite personalities. And now, here's your genial host, Mr. Burgess Meredith.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks, Joe Foss, and my warm April hello to everybody. I hope you're fit and ready to enjoy Just Entertainment with Miss Gogie Grant, four fine fellas called the Diamonds, a guest whose fund of knowledge will flabbergast you, Professor Edwin Corey, and of course the music of our regular Cesar Petrillo and his orchestra. So, whatever you are, or wherever you're doing, have some juicy fruit chewing gum and enjoy a different, delicious treat while the orchestra raises the curtain with Midnight in Paris.
Crowd, and I personally am nominating different delicious juicy fruit as a leader for all the fun and lively satisfaction that goes with chewing gum. So if you're quick to catch a hint, you'll team up with wonderful juicy fruit and lead your crowd in enjoying this fascinating treat. Yes, there's all the excitement of discovering something new and different when you taste the unusual and distinctive flavor of juicy fruit chewing gum. You'll enjoy its pleasant sweetness. And it's so satisfyingly rich for those moments when you crave a little extra taste luxury. And then you'll have the fun of telling your friends that you found a chewing gum that's completely different. So try different, delicious, juicy fruit chewing gum real soon. On sale everywhere in the sunny yellow package.
It's a real eye-catcher, that sunny yellow package. Yes, sir. Now then, four young men who grew up north of the border got together one day and they discovered that they not only had a mutual interest in music, but that their voices blended in an easy style. And their first popular Mercury recording called Why Do Fools Fall in Love is certainly one of my favorites. And here they are in person, the Diamonds, with their new hit, Church Bells May Ring.
Church bells may ring, then surely, darling, the angels will sing. I tell you, darling, you're the queen of my throne. You should have known, sweetheart, sweetheart. Oh, sweetheart. Well, church bells may ring. Then surely, darling, the angels will sing. I tell you, darling, you're the queen of my throne. You should have known, sweetheart. Ring them bells.
love you, darling, and I want you for my own. I'll give you anything that I own. You should have known, sweetheart. Don't be long. Hello, hello again, my friend. I hope that we will meet again. Ling-a-ling-a-ling. Whoa. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-ding-dong. I love you, darling, and I want you for my own. I'll give you anything that I own. You should have known, sweetheart. Ring them bells.
Hello, hello again, my friend. I hope that we will meet again.
Whirling, a ling, a ling, ding, dong. I love you, darling, and I want you for my own. I'll give you anything that I own. You should have known, sweetheart.
Like that, huh? That was the Diamonds, or do you say that were the Diamonds? Anyway, it's very nice, too. Now, next, those of you who heard our opening show 4 or 5 weeks ago remember a lovely young lady by the name of Gogie Grant, and you liked her so much we're bringing her back. Here she is with Mr. Wonderful.
Why this feeling? Why? This glow, why this thrill when you say hello? It's a strange and tender magic you do, Mr. Wonderful. That's you. Why this trembling when you speak? Why this joy when you touch my cheek? I must tell you what my heart knows is true, Mr. Wonderful. That's you. And why this longing to know your charms, to spend forever here in your arms? Oh, there's much more I could say, but the words keep slipping away, and I'm left with only one point of view, Mr. Wonderful. That's you. One more. Then I'm through, Mr. Wonderful.
Gogie Grant, that was, wasn't it? Now, every evening in a theater, I step up to the center stage and inform the Tea House of the August Moon audience that my favorite chewing gum is Juicy Fruit, most generous gift of American Sergeant. I see no reason to change the script now, because different delicious Juicy Fruit is my favorite chewing gum, offstage and on. And if you like good things, new things, and an occasional change to something that's different and exciting, then Juicy Fruit will be a top favorite with you. Juicy Fruit tastes wonderful mainly because it is so different. It has a fascinating flavor that will win you a lasting friendship. And of course, the flavor lasts too. So in the words of my Oriental stage mate, chew Juicy Fruit, most generous recommendation of humble servant Sacchini. That's different, delicious, Juicy Fruit chewing gum. Now, some of you folks may subscribe to the theory that maybe we don't present enough of the serious side of life on radio. We're going to try to rectify that condition in just a moment. Now, don't tune out. You see, this gentleman, this authority that you're about to hear is a very remarkable person. For example, he can take a subject like quantum mechanics or obtuse astronomical phenomena, and he can break it into such a... Well, what I mean to say is I don't understand it myself, but here he comes. Now, today he's going to talk about taxes. Who, how, and with what? Here he is, Professor Irwin Corey. There you are. Dear. He can't find the microphone, but it'll be all right. It's right in front of you, son. Right in front of you. It's the large one, that's right. However, he's forgotten his notes. He found them.
Therefore, as it was just spoken, I'm going to discuss with you tonight taxes. Who, how, and with what? No! This is going all over the country. No!
You're on the air.
The remark you hear most often today about taxes is... Well, a lot of congressmen believe in paying as you come. And there are others that believe in paying as you go. And there are a lot of congressmen that don't know whether they're coming or going. Well, this is because they earn in the neighborhood of roughly hundreds of thousands of dollars. Which is a pretty rough neighborhood. And they are therefore claiming the entire personal exemption. Inasmuch as withholding the head of the family, insofar as the fiduciary, or even the beneficiary. Unless you're a married person. In which case, you multiply. However, if you are unmarried and have an income of over $100,000 per annum, that is by the year, step up after the lecture is over, and I will go over your form to see that it is properly filled out in the right places. However, if you already show signs of inflation in the fiduciary, you don't have to bother to come up. For instance, John Smith has one dependent over 18 with long blonde hair. Well, this dependent, since he started going out with sailors, has become very independent. And she has decided to withhold nothing. She even chases John Smith out of the parlor at night. In which case, Smith should repeat to himself the following rule. That if the number of dependents is in excess of the largest number of dependents shown, the amount of tax to be withheld shall be that applicable in the case of the largest number of dependents shown. Reduced by $2 for each dependent over the largest number shown. But no event less than 3% of the excess of the median wage in the bracket shown. Or over $26 if the amount is computed less than the nearest multiple. Joe, by this time, it'll probably be safe for Smith to go back in the parlor. However, this rule does not apply to Uncle Willie, even though he is not a dependent and does eat the largest portion. In his case, instead of the 3%, you should add 12% carbolic acid and write him off as a dead loss. Now you are ready to take the miniminin, if there's any still left, and multiply it by the deniminin minus the amount shown. Then, lay on top of that the better-looking portion of the subtrahend. Then carry 6 over to the left, if you're a wave or a whack. Now you are ready to take the renumerator. That is the rebate from the addenda, and put it down there, underneath the preliminator, making it indivisible with liberty and taxes for all. Now you total the whole thing, and it adds up to 10 years in Alcatraz.
Well, that's very illuminating, Professor Irwin Corey. Now the diamonds return to our Wrigley microphone with Shadrach. Boom, 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 boom,
boom. Well, there were 3 children from the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, they took a little trip to the land of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, old Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, he took a lot of gold and he made him an idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, he told everybody when they hear the music of the cornet, oh yeah. Told everybody when they hear the music of the flute. He told everybody when they hear the music of the horn. Great God, said they come to bow down and worship Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the children of Israel would not bow down, for he couldn't fool them with the golden idol, Shadrach, Meshach. I said you couldn't fool them with the golden idol, Shadrach, Meshach. Then the king put the children in the fiery furnace. Great God, then he heaped on coal and red hot brimstone. He made it 7 times hotter, hotter than it ought to be. It even burned out the soldiers that the king had stashed. They Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Whoa. Then the Lord God called him an angel, gave him 2 big wings. He said to go on down into the middle of the furnace and begin to cool in flames. Well, the children got so happy, striding right through the fire. Everybody laughing and talking about the power of the gospel. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Whoa! You know, Nebuchadnezzar said, look out, when he saw the power of the Lord.
Well, they had a big town in the land of Babylon,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Whoa!
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
The Diamonds, they just sang Shadrach. Now, it's a pleasure to bring back Gogie Grant singing her latest hit recording, The Wayward Wind.
The wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander. Next of kin to wayward wind. In a lonely shack by a railroad track, he spent his younger days. And I guess the sound of the outward bound made him a slave to his wandering ways. And the wayward wind night is a restless wind. A restless wind that yearns to wander, and he was born the next of kin, the next of kin. He tried his best to settle down. I'm now alone with a broken heart. And the wayward wind is a restless wind. A restless wind that yearns to wander. And he was born. Next of kin to wayward wind, the next of kin to wayward wind.
You didn't know it, that was Gogie Grant and the Wayward Wind. All right, Joe Foss.
Playtime, fun time, rest and recreation. Certainly you enjoy all these pleasant things. But more than that, they're an everyday must for well-balanced living. So to get even more fun out of those golden hours, chew different, delicious, juicy fruit gum. You see, that wonderful juicy fruit chewing gum gives you the pleasant lift and excitement of change that's the whole secret of recreation. The fascinating flavor of juicy fruit is a marvelous change for your taste. The lively chewing is a refreshing change in its own right. Makes you feel more bright and alert and in tune with life around you. So find out what a marvelous difference a pleasant change can make. Treat yourself soon to different delicious juicy fruit chewing gum. Just for fun and just for a change.
The words of wisdom, friends. You will find juicy fruit chewing gum to different and delicious. Now, this is Burgess Meredith thanking Gogie Grant, the Diamonds, Professor Irwin Corry, and, of course, Cesar Petrillo and the orchestra for helping us to bring you Just Entertainment. A special thanks to all of you for joining us. Goodbye, everybody.
People, hope you've enjoyed their presentation of Just Entertainment with Burgess Meredith as your host. Just Entertainment came to you from Chicago, was produced and directed by Howard Miller and Doug McKay. This program was written by Mort Hall. Joe Foss speaking, and this is the CBS Radio Network.
This is Bill Stern. Top amateur athletes are real celebrities, and they do a lot of traveling. Sound exciting? It is. But there's one drawback. To avoid jeopardizing their amateur status, they must keep their expenses to a bare minimum. That's where North American Airlines comes in, because North American and only North American offers first-class flights at lowest air coach fares, DC-6B service, 300-mile-per-hour speed, pressurized air-conditioned cabins, smooth above-the-weather flight, two trained stewardesses, delicious food free. That's North American, the airline that's flown over 1 million satisfied passengers, more than 1,500 million passenger miles in perfect safety. Fly nonstop to California for only $67.50. To New York, just $24. Save 10% on return trip, all fares plus tax. For reservations, call Andover 30700. That's Andover 30700. North American Airlines.
39 degrees officially in Chicago at 5:30. The humidity 73%. The wind northeast at 8 miles an hour. This is WBBM Radio, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
Gunsmoke, brought to you by Chesterfield. Chesterfield packs more pleasure because it's more perfectly packed, thanks to Accuray. They satisfy the most.